Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life, on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word. But really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
then, and so it is, and so we let it be. Mother, Father, God, how great thou art. My breath begins and ends with you. So right now, I'm breathing in God. I'm breathing out God. I'm in God. God is in me. We are everywhere, evenly present. Mother, Father, God. Ooh, the Agape Choir. That's a nice prayer, isn't it? It's Tuesday. That's right. Just want a reminder for those of you who are listening live. You can go, yay! We're a few more days closer to Friday. Well, actually, you're closer to Monday again. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Agape Choir reminding us the importance of honoring and celebrating what I call the duality of oneness. The sacred feminine and the sacred masculine. It's all sacred, you know. It's all divine. It's all sacred. So are you. We're here today to bring balance, to support you on your process of transformation. To find out more about Agape Choir, their website address is agapelive.com, agapelive.com, agapelive.com. Or go to Sound of Agape to download and buy some of their chants. Mother, Father, God. Woo! Yes. It's a new day. It's a new territory. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to yourself first and then tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. We're here to inspire you to see yourself differently, to see life differently, to go back in history and pull forth the her story. So we can all be whole, so we can all be balanced. And when you catch the bigger picture, the full picture, everybody gets to make a difference. But you know what? We don't even need everybody to make a difference. We just need small groups of people. That's all it needs, just small people who are willing and not afraid to be called crazy. To stand for the truth. And in order to birth a new consciousness. A new way of living. We're talking about a year of unity, a new consciousness of unity. We got to honor the all, the whole, the sacred feminine and the sacred masculine. Things are changing. Times are changing. And if you're resisting, you're just going to get left behind. So you better let go, let God, let the goddess nurture you so you may be more than you've ever dreamed yourself to be. The time is now. Yes, yes, yes. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show on Life Conversations Radio, if you didn't know that. But if you didn't, now you do. And if you forgot, I reminded you. So either way, it's all good. It's all God. I am, it's the host, expressing as Life Coach Ade. I got some other wonderful names, Naughty Professor, Metaphysical Rebel. Whatever you want to call me, you can call me whatever you want. Because what I know to be true is, whatever you call me will simply be an expression of your consciousness. So, I honor you for being bold enough to express yourself like that. I'm excited. I am multitasking. Actually, today I'm super tasking. I normally multitask. That's right. Man can multitask, you know. Especially those of us who are balanced. Who are not afraid. Those of us who have had our sacred marriage. Within, blended with the feminine and the masculine. Slow down, man. You're going into the show. I can't help myself. Well, okay. We'll address that in a minute. I see something in the chat room. But anyway, the priestess is in the house. Tell it like it is. Bringing balance and healing. So don't come here playing. Don't come in here asking what kind of shoe should I wear to work tomorrow. Like, do you actually need to go to that job? Let's deal with that. I love Priestess Kalista. She is just off the chain, and that's why she's back. I love people who are not afraid to express themselves, express their truth, because that's what it's about. So I got to do the announcements. You can't find people to do what you need them to do. So I don't even know what I'm doing right now. That's a lie. I'm doing what I need to do. Okay, so just bear with me now. I'm going to step into Celeste's lane because she's not here today. Well, she's not doing the announcements, and there won't be celestial moment as well. So she's taking it nice and easy. And so we send her love, lift her up. What do we do now? Yeah, this is normally where I say, Celeste, how are you doing? So let me do that. Celeste, how are you doing? Hey, let's go, Jenny. How are you doing today? You sound good. It didn't work, did it? I got to work on the accent a little bit more. Okay, let me tell you what's happening on Life Conversations Radio this week, and so we can jump in. Tanya, what do you think? Do you think I got Celeste's voice perfectly? Just say yes. I don't care what you think. Just say yes. Well, actually, before I do the announcement, let me welcome all of you in the chat room, those of you listening on the phone lines, those of you listening online. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for being here. And our Within Radio listeners, thank you all for being part of this transformation. We have Sweet Tea from D.C. She's in the house. Reverend Priestess Callista is in the house. Conversation with Spirit. And let's see if that's right, because I can't see the whole thing. Oh, that's the Third Eye Psychics. Of course, I knew that. We have Dove for Peace. We've got Silent Listeners. We've got Mariana. We've got Tracy. We've got people who are hiding. We've got people say, shh, don't mess with my name. Don't let people know I'm not supposed to be listening. So anyway, wherever you're listening from, whenever you're listening, even if it's 10,000 years from now, thank you for tuning in. And you can say, oh, my God, listen to that radio show. Listen to the sound quality. Look at what they were talking about. That's so primitive. And you can think that all you want. We think we're stepping outside the box. We're blowing up the box. Yes, the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad for your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears, your disagreement, your disbelief. Bring it. Our intention is to support you on your transformational journey. This is the house of love. So whatever you bring, we know something that you're moving through. So we're going to love you. We ain't going to hate you. If you get ignorant, we'll hang up on you. But we don't attract those kind of energy. We only attract energy that wants to empower and uplift. So once again, the number is 347-426-3346. And those of you who don't know, maybe you're listening online and you got to step away from your computer or whatever you listen to. Yeah, computer, laptop, that's what I was going to say. And you don't have a Kindle, you're yet together, you've been putting money down and layaway, but you really hate that you're going to miss it. You can listen to the show by calling 347-426-3346. Now, let me tell you this. We are in for some edubication, okay? We want to go back in history and extract the her story. So if we do a reading, if we come to you, you just need to do cartwheels. I doubt it's going to happen. We're focusing more on the topic today, which is honoring the sacred feminine with Mary Magdalene. So if we have time, we may take a couple of readings, but mainly we just want to just expand and grow together. And if you got to leave us because of that, it's okay. We still love you. Now, announcements. Let's see. What do I need to do? I feel like I'm riding a bike for the first time. Can you put my training wheel back on, please? Okay, let me pull this up. Well, I think the first rule is to take a breath, breathe in, and pull that up. And, so here we go. We're ready. Announcements. We're going to do a short announcement today, and we'll go from there. Yeah, this month, the theme is so much going on in my head. Let me drink some tea. Let me calm myself down. I'm all excited. Priestess is in the house. Ooh, I can't hold my cup. My hands are shaking. All right, wait a minute. I try not to slurp on air. I did, didn't I? Well, it's okay. We all do. The theme for the month is multiplying the consciousness of truth, and that's exactly what we're doing today. You know, there's no point learning and getting all this information, but if you can't multiply the consciousness of truth within yourself, within your community, it is pointless. What's that? That's just getting all, just getting big-headed, I'll put it like that. So Today's conversation is part of Multiplying the Consciousness of Truth. And tomorrow, since it's the last Wednesday of the month, we have Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson, and myself, Life Coach Ade. Ancestral Blueprints is where you get to see how your ancestral blueprints may be influencing your life today. Some things you try and deny, some things you try to ignore. You say, that's my shadow self. I'm of the light. I'm a light worker. I don't want to look at that. Well, we want to help you. Sometimes all you need to do is just bring awareness to what you're running from, and your awareness becomes the healing. Tomorrow we're going to be talking more about that with Lisa Iverson on Life Conversations Radio. And Thursday, we're asking you the most important question, and we want to ask you that question today. Have you played with yourself today? I'm waiting for an answer now. Have you played with yourself today? Have you purposely and passionately love and appreciated yourself? Because that's important. If you don't passionately and purposefully love and appreciate yourself, play, P-L-A-Y, if you haven't done that, you're just going to get stressed out, get on people's nerves. People don't want to be around you. So you got to take time to play with yourself, to passionately love and appreciate yourself. And make sure you join Ambassador on Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, for conversation about family, extended family, soul family, the family member who gets on your nerves. And so that's what she's going to be talking about. That's Thursday, this Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern. And of course, on Sunday, we have, I got to do this, I don't know why, we have the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's right, Celeste's show on Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you tune in, where she uses numbers and music and tea leaves and tarot cards. You know, Celeste pulls from everywhere. Just give her a number, she goes on a trip. That's 8 p.m. Eastern, and all the shows are archived. So if you miss them live or if you miss part of it, you can always go back. You can download the shows on iTunes and, you know, just subscribe. And actually, it will automatically download if you set it up that way. And Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show is syndicated on Within Radio. And to find out more about Within Radio, their website address is inspirebroadcasting.com. Inspirebroadcasting.com. The show is 8 p.m. Eastern on Within Radio. That's all you're getting from my announcement. I got too much to do. I got to push this in the house. I can't keep her waiting. You know, but I got to play a song because I got to get myself together. But this is a perfect song. It's part of the conversation. Today's topic, today's theme is honoring the sacred feminine with Mary Magdalene. Was she a prostitute? Ooh, hanging with God. Some people see Jesus as God and the only God, so we'll stay with that. Was she a super powerful sexual being, a spiritual being? Who knew who she was? But the church said, no, we can't let that out. It's going to mess up our political party. Well, we're going to find out more with Priestess Kalishna. She's ready. I can feel her just like she got her eyes closed, taking in some deep breath and saying, well, I don't know. This guy seems kind of crazy. Yeah, it's crazy, and I'm excited. I've been told that I gave the wrong time. Yeah, well, y'all figure it out yourself. Well, okay. Ambassador Show, the play experience with Ambassador Sofera, is 7 p.m. Eastern, not 8 p.m. Eastern. It's 8 p.m. Eastern. I don't do this regularly, you know. I just kind of stand in my lane and do. I'm just a radio host. I don't do announcements. That's for co-producers. All right. So let's drink in the essence, the spirit, the wisdom of the mother God, the mother spirit, the mother energy with Karen Drucker. And then we'll be back to introduce Reverend Priestess Kalista. And she's just going to let it rip. I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to grow. Karen Drucker, where are you? Come on now. Help a brother out. We'll be right back. This is Karen Drucker. Her website address is karendrucker.com. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. I am your host, a.k.a. the Naughty Professor, Life Coach at a. We'll be right back. Come on, Mother God.
Oh, Mother God, flowing through our hearts, we give thanks for the bread of our lives, for the hands in the earth and the fruit of your womb. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, flowing through our hearts, we give thanks for the bread of our lives, for the hands in the earth and the fruit of your womb. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, joy in my heart, I will share with the world. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, thank you for this day, for the love that you wash over me, and this joy in my heart I will share with the world. Oh, Mother God, blessed be. Oh, Mother God, blessed be.
Yes, KarenDrucker.com. Oh, Mother God. My guest today, returning guest, is Reverend Priestess Kalishna. She is the Oracle. Her gifts are spiritual mediumship, spiritual energy work, and she is the medicine woman. She got a lot in her toolbox, or in her bag, let's say, a medicine bag. She is initiated in the Order of Palo Monte, a Congolese-based practice. Also the Order of the Divine Mother, the Order of Mary Magdala, and the Eternal Order of the Magi, an esoteric Christian-based practice. She is an ordained interfaith, psychic, and esoteric minister through the Esoteric Theological Seminary. Her website address is Third Eye Psychics. thirdeyepsychics.com as I double check that and type it here. Last time she was here, I felt like we didn't even scratch the surface. We didn't get close to the surface, so we had to bring her back, and things are just happening naturally. So today we are talking about honoring the sacred feminine with Mary Magdalene. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, especially the skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my sister, my friend, myself, Reverend Priestess Callista. Tell your non-physical being to calm down, okay? We've got a show to do. How are you doing?
I am great. How are you?
I am good. I'm excited to have you. I'm ready to learn, to expand, and just do what we do together. I do what I do, you do what you do, and we're all feeling inspired and transformed. So, yeah. I think that folks are ready. Are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready, yes, definitely.
Said I was born ready. I came out and said, I know I'm here. Now, but what I want to do, first thing I want to do is, you know, I read a little bit about you. You've been here before. Folks know about you. But this question, it doesn't matter if you were here yesterday or we talked an hour ago. If you come back again, we're always going to ask you this question. So the first question we must ask you is, who are you? Who is Reverend Priestess Callista?
I am a servant to humanity. You know, I'm a priestess of Palo Monte. I'm a priestess of the Order of the Magdala, the Divine Mother, and the Eternal Order of the Magi. I'm a seeker. I study a lot, and I try to use what I've accumulated as far as knowledge, you know, to help myself grow and to use in my own practice to help other people grow. So I do a lot of things. I feel like my whole purpose for my incarnation is to help humanity move from one aspect of spirituality to the next one.
Yes, indeed. And you talk about being a servant for humanity and a learner, a teacher, and that makes you a great student. And there's always more to learn. There's always more to teach. Now, let's talk about your story. I mean, because from your bio, you know, we've said a little bit. But tell us about how you uncovered the story about of Mary Magdalene.
Well, I have to say, from the age of about 22, maybe 21, 22, I was always, I always had in my mind, you know, the spiritual aspect, why are we here, what are we doing here, what is the purpose? And when I met this gentleman, he was a Hebrew Israelite, and we started studying together, and we started studying the first chapter of Genesis, and from that moment on, the light hit me. You know, when he revealed to me just the first chapter of Genesis, and I saw the realization of what we call Christianity today or spirituality today, it drove me to search deeper and deeper because it started to answer the questions that I had in my mind about why we are here. So from that point on, I started studying. And I started dreaming, and through spirit, a lot of things were revealed to me. I would go to bookstores and just stay for hours and be led to books to buy that I wouldn't use for like 2 or 3 years later. And, you know, then the Internet, you know, this wonderful thing we have called the Internet came to us, and I started searching on the Internet for spirituality, spiritual classes and such, and I found this website, wonderful website. It's called northernway.org. And then I started studying in the mystery school of the Northern Way or the Church of the Way.
It's a Northern Way?
The Northern Way, yeah. Northernway.org, yes.
So you started this journey. You read Genesis. In the beginning, you saw the light.
Yeah.
And you took the journey. So you're initiated in quite a different order. So what, you know, you said you're a learner. What was the attraction? And I guess really before we even go to the attraction, let's talk about, let's just go straight into it. I don't know, you know, because you bring all of that up. Let's talk about Mary Magdalene. There's so much information on the internet. There's videos on YouTube. I mean, you can be on there for the rest of your life learning about it. And in the Bible, right, she's talked as a prostitute. There's so many things that come up for me. But I'm going to throw it over to you and just say, well, tell us a story. How was she seen before? What are the stories that are being hidden? And what do we need to know now?
The story of Mary Magdalene and Jesus Christ has been told for millennia, but in a different way. We have the story of Isis and Osiris, which is the modern-day Jesus Christ, Mary Magdalene. Actually, if you read the Bible, it speaks about Mary Magdalene as being a prostitute, and she was possessed with devils and the such. But when you look at the esoteric, when you start to read and search for the truth, and you start to read things other than the Bible, not to say that the Bible does not have truth in it, because it does, but a lot of that truth has been distorted by the society as we know it, patriarchal society as we know it. But the truth of the matter is, Mary Magdalene was a priestess of the ancient fertility rites of ancient Egypt that stemmed from ancient Samaria and went through ancient Egypt up until the times that we have now. But as I said, these are secret orders. But she was a priestess, and her whole role in Jesus' life was to be his companion. She was his wife. She was never a prostitute. She was never a prostitute. They painted her as a prostitute because the truth about her, it wasn't time for that to be revealed. We have to understand that in this era, we have, before patriarchal society took over as we know it, there were matriarchal societies. And in these matriarchal societies, there was a balance of the male and the female energy. As far back as Isis and Osiris, Ishtar and Demuzi, I mean, you have to really read history, but it talks about how there was always a god who was killed, and he died, and he fulfilled the promise, and it brought fertility to the land. This is the story of Mary Magdalene and Jesus Christ all over again. When she poured the spikenard or the oil on his feet and she wiped his feet with her hair, this was an ancient rite. She was preparing him for his death. And a lot of people don't understand that. That's what that was all about. In ancient times, there was a balance of male and female. If you look at the story of Jesus Christ, when he was baptized by John the Baptist, what was the symbol that was above his head? It was the dove, which was an ancient goddess totem. He was baptized under the goddess totem of the dove. Everything that he spoke about in true Christianity, okay, not in esoteric Christianity, everything that he spoke about was not killing, it was not destroying, it was not male dominance, it was none of that. It was the balance. He had 12 disciples, and Mary Magdalene was one of them. She was the head disciple. She was at the table at the Last Supper. She looked like, you know, they have her covered, but she was at the table next to him. Okay?
But I've never seen that in any of the pictures. Oh.
No, and you wouldn't see it because of the way they have her obscured in the painting. But clearly, she is right next to him at the table. But you would not see that. So much of history has been distorted because the male principle wanted to be able to dominate the earth, which is what is happening right now. In actuality, in ancient times, 35,000 years ago, in the third millennium, in the Mediterranean basin, you had a situation where people lived in peace and harmony. There was no such thing as money. They didn't have money. They bartered their services. Just like we have electricity, you have electrical companies today that will provide electricity for you. You have water companies that will provide water for you. In ancient times, this was unheard of. It was a sin to sell a natural resource. It was a sin to harness electricity, filter water, and sell it to your neighbor. It's ridiculous. How can you harness something and sell it if it was here before you even got here? This is a natural resource that's free to everybody. At one time, as I said, 35,000 years ago, there was no such thing as money. Everybody bartered their services. If I was a painter and you were a baker, I would paint some pictures for you, you'd give me cakes. That's how we did it. And not only did we do that in the community, we did that between countries. That's how we lived. These are all natural resources. So this is how it was in matriarchal societies. This is where Mary Magdalene stemmed from. This is her, when she was initiated into the ancient rites of the divine, trinity or whatever they called it back then in that time, it was for the balance of humanity. It was for the balance of the earth. They have taken everything away from the earth and they've made it a commodity. They've raped the earth and made it a commodity. Jesus and Mary Magdalene's mission together was to teach the people how to live in harmony. This is why most people can't live in harmony together in relationships, because they don't have the spiritual formula to do it.
We're going to come to that. I got it, yes. But go ahead. Well, actually, I want to ask you this, because I really want to talk about that. And I think it's best to ask you this question now. Is, you know, when I think about it, somebody who may be hearing information for the first time or not quite, or maybe heard some things about Mary Magdalene, but my question is, what was the benefit? Why would they erase Mary Magdalene out of history? What were they afraid was going to happen?
They were afraid to allow the matriarchal societies to continue. They were afraid of that. We were coming into a new age. Let me just say this also. Every 26,000, I think it's every 26,000 to every 28,000 years, we go into a new age. Each age corresponds to an astrological sign. Okay, so when we were in the days of Abraham and they were trying to, and he was on the mountain and they were building the molten calf, this was the age of Taurus, okay? Because Abraham came down from the mountain, he blew the ram's horn, and he was trying to get rid of the molten calf, they were trying to transition into a new age, which would have been the next sign, which is the age of Aries, with the ram's horn. You see what I'm saying? So now, in the age of Jesus Christ and Mary Magdalene, which is this, we are still in that age, or we just came out of that age. We just came into the age of Pisces. But we were in the age of Pisces. Now we're in the age of Aquarius. But in the age of Pisces, if you look at the symbol for Christianity, it is the fish, correct?
Fish. Yes, indeed.
But in Pisces, there are two fish. Okay, they took one of the fish away, which was the divine feminine. Mm. If they could get away with doing away with the divine feminine, then the masculine could take over, which is what has happened. Okay, and this is something I'm going to tell you, and I know a lot of people may not agree with me, but this is the truth. People say that the number 666, everybody is the 666 number. Do you know what the 666, do you know what 666 represents?
Not other than what people talk about, which I think is rubbish anyway.
Okay.
So they say
six,
the mark of the beast,
six, six.
But yeah.
Right, exactly. But 666 represents the solar principle, the male solar principle, which is the number of man. Now, if you look at the system, if you look at society as we know it today, okay, let me say this first. 35,000 years ago, when there were matriarchal societies and matriarchal societies reigned, they did not create weapons of destruction. There was not one weapon found in certain sites that were excavated in South America, where this the pyramids of Khufu. Okay, 35,000 years ago, this civilization survived. There were no fortresses. They could not find one single arrowhead. Not one single weapon was formed. 35,000 years ago in matriarchal societies, they had no need for weapons. They had no need for police. They had no need for judicial systems. They had no need for that because there was no rich, there was no poor. You bartered everything that you had. There was no money. So if you read the Bible, it says if you don't work, you don't eat. That's what that meant. Okay, it didn't mean, okay, you worked. Now it means that you get money and then you eat. But no, before it was like you worked and you perfected your craft, whatever craft that was that God gave you, and you presented that to the community. This is the true Christianity that Jesus Christ and Mary Magdalene were trying to portray to the people, but the Roman Empire at the time was not having that. Because if you can control the people, you can control everything about the people. Jesus Christ and Mary Magdalene were trying to free the people. They were free to choose the spirituality of peace and harmony. There was really only one law: do as ye will and harm none. Okay? This is the first law: do as ye will and harm none. But upon patriarchal societies taking over and invasions and massacres and murders and rapes, and trying to control the people, not only from the perspective of who the people were spiritually, but every aspect of them, because every aspect of who they were stemmed from their spirituality. You know, and now today it's totally different. Who we are stems from what we have. Money is created. It is not real. They make it. They make it. It is not a reality. They've made it a reality. Okay? So if they decide today, okay, well, we're not going to do money anymore. We're going to do soda pop bottles. That's the new money. Mm-hmm. This is what the society did upon matriarchal moving into patriarchal. It destroyed the balance. They degraded the woman. They had to make his wife a prostitute, which degraded the value of the woman worldwide in humanity. As above, so below. So
I was just going to say, even though they say she was a prostitute, really, when you think about it, Jesus hung out with people who were, you know, the so-called sinners. I mean, so for me, I'm thinking, well, that's who Jesus hang out with, the people who were ready to be healed, who wanted the truth, rather than the Pharisees who knew the law of the land, right?
Exactly, exactly. And you have to understand that the people at that time were earth-based religion followers. They followed the religion of the earth. They were what you call pagans, okay? And pagan means country people or people who live off the land, okay? The Pharisees and the Sadducees, they wanted to make it a system where, again, they put in place the system of giving everything that the people had to the priesthood. Everything went to the priesthood. Everything was taken away from the people and given to the priesthood. But in matriarchal societies, it was not so. Okay? Mm-hmm. What the true Christianity was, you take 10% of what you earn and you bring it to the storehouse. Just 10% of whatever you have. You bring it to the storehouse, and this is for the poor and for the widow and for the orphan. You didn't have to take everything that you had and give it to the priesthood and barely live off anything. This was patriarchy. It was raping the people not only of their natural resources, but it was also raping them of true spirituality to make them dependent on the priesthood so they could sell salvation. Jesus Christ and Mary Magdalene was trying to teach people that salvation was free. All you had to do was believe and treat your neighbor right and love God and love the land and nourish it and respect it, and it will yield its fruit to you. It was that simple. In esoteric Christianity.
Holistic healing and the blending of the feminine and the masculine. Now, I want to go back to the 666 because you touched on it, but I think we need to slow that down a little bit because people talk about, as I said, they say it's a mark of the beast. But I bet everybody who believes 666 is the mark of the beast, if they did a job and it totaled $666, they're not going to give it back. They'll take that money real quick. So you said, go ahead, what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, absolutely, you're right. They wouldn't give it back.
Mm-hmm. They would accept that's it. Mark of the beach. Yeah, please. You said it means the solar principles?
Yes.
Can you break that down and tell us some more and see, so we can have this new awareness, so we can embody it?
Yes, it represents the solar principle. In this age, this is the age of the solar principle. We have the age of the mother, we have the age of the father, and we have the age of the Holy Spirit, okay? So the age of the mother was matriarchal societies. The age of the father is the solar principle. Now, because the solar principle denied the divine feminine or denied the female principle, The solar principle is burning everything out of control because there's no water to cool it down, okay, which is the feminine. Feminine energy is water. Ooh. Masculine energy is fire.
Slow down a minute. I just felt chills. Okay. Let me just kind of take that in. Ooh, wait, okay. Oof. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so now that we have all of this solar energy, okay, solar principle that's dominating the society, it is burning everything up, okay? Look at the planet. We have nuclear weapons. We have starvation. We have all types of degradation of every aspect of what could be sacred. Okay, we degrade everything. For instance, just to show you what I'm talking about, the masculine and the feminine and the water and the fire, okay? You can, a woman can show her breast to a man on TV. She can show her breast on whatever thing that she could possibly use her breast for to entice a man, and this is looked at as being great and wonderful, but let a woman breastfeed in public.
Right. Oh, yes. I mean.
Okay, here again. The masculine, the hot principle, the lust principle, the pleasure principle, okay, opposed to the feminine, the nurturing principle, the water principle, where the water fluid from the breast coming to feed the child. This is looked at as, oh, it's ridiculous, it's nasty. Why do you want to do that? But a woman can show her breast to a man and entice him, and that's wonderful and it's sexy. We as women are so wrapped up in the solar principles. Really, we are. We are so wrapped up in the solar principles that we cannot even connect with the Mother Goddess in order to disconnect from the solar principle to feel like we are validated just within ourselves. It seems like we have to have something of that solar principle to make us to succumb to some aspect of the solar principle in order to be accepted.
Maybe it's one of those, the mindset of, if you can't beat them, join them kind of mentality.
Exactly. But it was time to join them. But now the time is changing, okay? We have come into a new age. We are coming into the age of the Holy Spirit, which is the divine feminine. Understand that the divine feminine never did X out the masculine. We just X'd out the testosterone aggressiveness of the masculine. For instance, in ancient Egypt, when a woman had a baby, now this was prehistory. In ancient Egypt and prehistory, when a woman had a baby, when that baby was born, she would give that baby to the husband. The husband would rear the child. The wife would go out to the marketplace and make the money. The roles were reversed in order to bring balance within the human being. Okay, so here you have this man with all this testosterone, but once he holds a baby, those testosterone levels drop, and he is no longer as aggressive as he would be if he was not dealing with things like that. Here you have the feminine. She has estrogen. She's doing something that's aggressive. She's doing something that a man, what we think men should do today, which is provide for the household. In ancient times, when a woman married a man, the woman didn't take his last name. The man took her last name in matriarchal societies, and the children took her last name.
Oh, wow.
Everything has been reversed.
Wow. And we're reversing it now because it's just the way it is. Things are happening, and it's beyond our intellectual resistance, if you will. You know, things are changing. Talk about the time we're in. This is a new time. If you're just joining us, my guest is Priestess Callista. We are honoring the sacred feminine through Mary Magdalene. We're taking your questions. The number is 347-426-3346. If you can't call in but you have a question, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach at a Radio fan page or like page, or the Life Conversations Radio like page. Now, those of you in the chat room, if you post your questions in there, I may not get to it because I can't sift through all the conversation going on in the chat room. I'm waving at y'all now, but if you have any questions, put it on the like page, the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show like page or the Life Conversations Radio like page. And to find out more about Priestess Callista, her website address is Third Eye Psychics with an S, not just one, several of them. And I have a question here. Let me pull this up. Yeah, here's a question that was asked. The question is, in your opinion, how do you think the church would look differently now if the leadership of Mary Magdalene was honored?
If the leadership of Mary Magdalene was honored,
yes,
you would not have the corruption that you have in the church. The church as we know it today would not be a business. I would say that. It would not be a business. It would not be a situation where you went to church and you had to give all of your money and the preacher had to have the conference and all of this stuff that's man-made. It would simply be women and men walking together as God men and God women on earth, because we would both respect the divine in each other. You wouldn't have to go and ask someone, do you know who God is? Because you would be living. You would be the living representation of God walking on earth. That's how I believe it would be, because that was the original design that Jesus and Mary Magdalene had in mind. That was the original design, to free people from the bondage of religion and teach them the path of spirituality.
I got some other questions I'm going to ask you this. And when we take a break in a few minutes, I want to talk more about what we can learn from what happened then and this new information for some of us, some of the listeners that are listening, they're not new to them, but really honoring the feminine and the masculine and how we can use it for our relationships. I mean, because, you know, people talking about an independent black woman. As opposed to what?
Mm-hmm.
A dependent black woman? And it doesn't matter if you're black or white. You know, like, I'm an independent black woman. Okay. Woohoo! What? But really, because I think women and men, we need to evolve and grow to a place where we're now interdependent on one another, rather than I don't need nobody, I don't need this. But when we get to on the other side after the break, we'll talk more about that, because we see the relationship. Now, here's some questions that I have for you. Let's see. Here's a question from a listener. The last supper shows are never seen that word before. I'm just going to skip that word and pretend it wasn't even there. The last supper shows a person to the left of Jesus. It is often said to be John, but do you believe it is really Mary Magdalene? And then there's another part of the question. I guess I'll let you answer that one first.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was the question?
The question is, the Last Supper shows a person to the left of Jesus. It is often said to be John. But do you believe it's really Mary Magdalene?
Yes, I do.
Okay, she said that's simple. Okay, and the other part of the question. There's a formation of a V where their arms meet. Could that be a reverse triangle, which is also connected to the goddess? This person's pretty
absolutely
deep in their question.
Wow. Okay, this person knows, okay, because actually the symbolism in the arm, yes, these are ancient symbols, okay, that represents the divine feminine, absolutely.
So I want to know more about that. So the V and the triangle, can you just, for those of us, because you and this person are pretty like up there. You got PhD, Mary Magdalene. We're kind of like 101.
Well, actually, I cannot break those things down, see, because these are ancient teachings and they're part of the order that I am in. So a lot of information I cannot give to you, but I can recommend books that you guys can read that will definitely open your eyes to some of these symbols, and it will help you to search deeper. But this information I can't just give to you outright. Does that make sense?
It will in a minute when I ask this question, because for me there's a part of me that says, okay, well, people withheld information. I want you to clarify. I honor what you're saying, but when you say you cannot give it, because is that part of a sacred oath with the order that you're part of, or
yes,
people just Okay, yes. All right, cool. Just want to clarify that because I'm thinking, wait a minute, how do we gonna know? Okay, got it. But people need to know. If they want to know, they know what to do. They can follow your path or do their own research.
Yes, all right. Exactly. And I would like to give you a name of a few books that you can read, okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
The first book is Magdalene's Lost Legacy by Margaret Starbird.
Magdalene's Lost Legacy?
Lost Legacy.
Okay.
And also another book that you could read is Goddess in the Gospel.
Okay. Who is that by?
Okay. Let me get that author for you. Hold on one second.
We're going to take a break anyway, so you can just give that to us when we come back.
Okay.
While you look,
and one more that's really, really crucial. One more book that's really crucial. Women, please, and men, please, if you get an opportunity, read this book. It's called When God Was a Woman.
Woo-hoo.
The author is Merlin, M-E-R-L-I-N, Stone, S-T-O-N-E. This book is absolutely positively remarkable, and it will answer so many questions about what happened that transferred the patriarchal, the matriarchal to the patriarchal.
Mm. Whew. Yeah, we need some tea, some water, walk on grass or something after this. I do. I don't know anybody else. And we're going to continue the conversation after the break. And I want you to also talk about, you know, we're going to talk more about how we can use this wisdom, this awareness to support relationship rather than this combative one. I'm talking about battle of the sexes. What are you talking about?
Yes.
I mean, it's like, I don't understand that concept. Men better than women. Go sit down.
Right.
Anyway, let me save my tangent for the other side. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. We are growing, learning, expanding with Priestess Callista. Today's theme, today's topic is honoring the sacred feminine through Mary Magdalene. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about really supporting one another, being interdependent. You know, we need each other. This is a time where, you know, as Priestess Callista was saying, where we could say, how can that support you in business? People are talking about, it's my moment to go on a tangent here. Just stay with me here. You know, there are a lot of people who don't have jobs. There's a lot of people who got skills and talent about in a particular field. And if we start thinking differently, how can we support each other? Maybe we can come together and be able to attract, allow the money. But I can't help you. I can't help you. I'm trying to get a job myself. It's a new way to think. It's we're baby stages. So we got to learn. We got to allow. We got to find boundaries and be gentle with ourselves. We're taking your calls so we can learn more from you, and you can email your questions also. And what else can you do? You can post your questions on the like pages. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And those of you who are expecting celestial moment after around one, we don't have celestial moment today. So, but hopefully, we don't actually. We'll be back next week because tomorrow is Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson. But we'll see what happens. We're going to take a break. I said that before. I'm saying it again because I want to.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark. Yes, to request a sponsorship package, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. Radio at lifeconversationsradio.com.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F-word. How about you?
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. We're supporting you to be the change you want to see. In the chat room, Glenda said, oh, Christus Callista is triggering memories in her. She's triggering memories to call her to teach the truth she has learned over the years. The time is now. We must be the change we want to see. It's time to let the truth shine so bright. And, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach ID radio show. I'm so excited, and I'm having to do a little bit more than I normally do. I need a hug. Can I have a hug? Can I have a hug from the sacred feminine? Because this sacred masculine is feeling a little bit frazzled. Priestess Callista is in the house, dropping knowledge. I got these headphones on my head, and it's getting tighter and tighter because she's feeding me so much information. It's like, whoa, slow down, sister. But Priscilla Callista, we have a caller, Tanya from D.C. Hey, Tanya, how are you?
Hello, Jay, how are you?
I'm good. Say hello to Priscilla Callista.
Hello, Tanya.
Hello,
Priscilla.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm great.
I just want to say thank you.
You answered a question. Well, I have to get the book, and I'm going to read it. I have been saying, I said, you know, they always told me I'm an image of God. I am in his image. And I kept saying, well, he had to be a woman, too, because I'm a woman.
Absolutely.
And if I am in his image, and you just, oh, you answer today, because even some of my elders was looking at me like, okay, she has lost it. But I found out when I decided to work on me and my spirit, I found out that a lot of my elders wasn't telling me the truth about some things.
Mm-hmm.
They wasn't. Absolutely.
Oh, Tanya kind of don't have much words today. So you're done, Tanya? You good?
Yes, I am done. Right. She has made me cry through this, and I'm good. And I thank you both. My blessings to you all.
You're very welcome. Sweet tea from D.C. Priestess Callista, now let's talk about this, this awareness, this knowledge, how we can use it for those of us who are open and willing to grow and expand, how we can use the knowledge of the sacred feminine and the sacred masculine to honor one another and celebrate one another instead of this sort of going back and forth or I don't need a man, I got a good job, and men saying, well, women don't need us anymore because they got a good job and they, what would they need me for? That it's just straight up confusion. What are your thoughts on that?
Again, here is that system that's been put in place, the money system, which is another thing that's keeping us divided, okay? I believe that when you truly find spirituality, not religion. When you find spirituality and you start to ask the questions for yourself and you start to dig for the answers and you start to find them, because in the Bible it says, when you're looking for truth, you have to dig for it as if it is a buried treasure. Okay, so that means that you have to read more than one book. You have to really research. You have to research things that were going on before the times that we know it. And when you find this information, you have to readjust your ability to think. You have to be born again. This is what born again is. It's your ability to see the world from another perspective. First of all, I think that women, first of all, we need to reconnect with the goddess in us. In esoteric spirituality, we do not spell God G-O-D. We spell God G-O-D-D-E, which represents the goddess and the god, okay? We as women need to stop trying to find validation for our lives through the eyes and the acceptance of men, okay? There's nothing wrong with being in a relationship. That is natural. But when you look for that acceptance in a human being and try not to find that acceptance in the divine, okay, we have to connect with the divine to find out what is acceptable to the goddess for our lives. Once we spend time knowing who the goddess is, who God is in us, and I spell that G-O-D-D-E to represent both the masculine and the feminine, when we spend time with that energy, and court that energy, and love that energy, and make that energy our first lover and our best lover, then that energy will tune our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to what we need in a mate. Once you connect with that energy, it will be very, very difficult for you to date just anybody, okay? It'll be very hard because you're not going to find the connection. You're going to have to find someone who is on the same path as you are spiritually. It doesn't have to be the same religion. It doesn't have to be the same practice, but it has to be a spiritual connection. If he's trying to find a divine feminine, divine masculine in him, he's going to realize through studying and finding truth that that's not an aggressive energy. It is not a demeaning energy. He understands that the female brings the male to a height of spirituality so that they can both experience God. This is what sexuality is all about. But we have made, this is such a materialistic society that we don't look at spiritualism, okay? And the only way that we can use this, okay, strong black woman, yeah, you're going to always have that concept of strong black woman, strong white woman, strong purple woman with green stripes. It doesn't matter.
if you cannot connect with the divine to understand the purpose of the masculine in your life, okay? And even when you understand the masculine in your life, you can still be strong, but you also understand and appreciate the strength of the masculine in your life, the divine masculine. And that is not, that is a protective energy. It is a protective energy, and it is also a nurturing energy. And a lot of men have gotten away from the feminine in themselves. The women need to reconnect with the feminine, and the men need to connect with the feminine, okay? Because that's the only thing in this society that has been left out. The woman has been devalued. That has to change. In the mind, in the music, in the literature, in the movies, it has to change. And until it changes in our spirits, then we're going to continue to see this in the movies, in the music, in the books, and we're going to continue to see it. So until society is ready to accept the divine feminine as a whole, even as an individual, you have to stop saying, okay, well, that's a woman's perspective. I'm not really going to look at that. Or that's woman's intuition. That's kind of crazy. Everything about the woman has been devalued. Her intuition, what she thinks. If she's with a man and she's trying to tell him, baby, hey, this is not the right way. Let's do it this way. Because of that masculine energy and him not connecting with the feminine, he's not going to listen to her. He's not going to be able to appreciate it. So we as women have to be strong enough to stand up for the divine feminine in us and accept nothing less. And the men have to start searching for the divine feminine in them. If that helps.
You know, yeah. And you know, as what you're saying, the other part is, as well, is the divine feminine is usually considered a weakness. If you go into the corporate world, you're not supposed to show your sensitivity. You're not supposed to be vulnerable. You know, that place where creation takes place. I know females who trip about the fact that they're sensitive. And, you know, it's like there's this crazy thing that's happening in our psyche that we deny a part of us. And, of course, for men, denying the feminine energy is like, oh, no, I'm not homosexual. You know, people say, oh, man, I love you, no homo. It's like, what are you talking about? If there's no homo,
exactly.
Why are you even bringing it up? Why are you even bringing that up? Why can't you just love me and leave it a no homo? We've got so confused. We're afraid of that female energy. And we're seeing it play out. People go crazy. You see people do stupid stuff in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about that. You know, we're still talking about relationship here. And some of the things that I've experienced, and I think we see it a lot with politicians, where females are attracted to power, particularly in the Western world is what I'm talking about here. And I think power is attractive. And when I talk about power, I'm not just talking about political power. I'm talking about a power when, in this case, a man has done his work. He knows who he is. Females generally find that attractive. But in the Western world, it's like we don't have – It's like we don't have a big enough container, if you will, for attraction, because people then automatically put it in something that has to be sexual. So if there's an attraction to a powerful man, I don't know if it's the other way around when there's a powerful woman, but we hear a lot about politicians who are sleeping with somebody. And I think sometimes what's happening is the women are attracted to the power. But because they don't have a full understanding of their attraction, they minimize it and narrow it down to a sexual thing. What are your thoughts on that?
I think they're attracted to that power because they see that same power within them and they want to get close to it, but they can't express it the way that man does. So if they can be close to that power, if they can tap into that power sexually, then they do. But if you look at women who are powerful, women who are powerful within their own right, they usually are not married, like with legal documents or papers. They normally have mates, you know, that or companions. The power aspect and the power that women are after when they connect with these men, it's almost like a false power because it's a material type of power. It's not a spiritual power. And that's what what I'm trying to get people to understand here. You know, yeah, you're going after that power, that politician, but that is a material power. We need to start seeking spiritual power within ourselves. And when we really start to seek spiritual power within ourselves and receive it, then we will not follow the material power.
Mm-hmm.
It would not be so dominant in us.
I like that distinction, because even a man who's caught up in his material power senses or notices the attraction, if he hasn't done his own inner work, he's also going to filter that through a sexual, we got to go to bed. But it's like power, energy is attractive. When you really know who you are, it is very attractive. And it's time for us to really understand who we are and understand the properties, if you will, the energy that it attracts. It attracts and it pushes people away. You know, you can be so full of light that anything else can't come near you. Or because you're full of light, you draw people to you. It drives or draw people away from you. And I think, I really do believe we're coming into that awareness. I mean, this conversation we're having is part of it. And it's a new way to do relationship. It's a new way. And for me, I think it's okay for people to be attracted to each other. And it doesn't have to be a sexual thing. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but too many times it's always narrowed down to just a sexual thing. And we end up hurting, betraying the ones we love because we didn't have a full understanding. We're only focusing on the material power, right?
That's true. And then you have to understand, too, that since we cannot see the divine in sexuality, we diminish the whole act of sexuality.
Mm.
When they talk in the Bible about a land overflowing with milk and honey, do you know what that really represents? I'm just going to give you a little esoteric knowledge right here. Land overflowing with milk and honey represented the body fluids of the male and the female coming together to produce. If the bedchamber was fruitful, then that would spill over into the community, which would spill over into the nation. So you have fertility of the land, you have fertility of the animals, you have fertility of the people. This is what a land flowing with milk and honey meant. It was an ancient matriarchal way of saying that we became fruitful and we multiplied and we were in harmony. The male and the female energy was in harmony. And with that harmony, we can be fruitful, and the land will be fertile.
So America has a lot of growing up to do, huh?
Absolutely. Everything is sexual. Yes, but sexuality is divinity. How are we created? We are created through the sex act, which is a divine act. We just diminish it because we look at the videos and we see the women with their breasts hanging out and they're shaking their booties all over the place and the men. You know, we have diminished the whole act of sexuality. It is not even acknowledged as a divine thing anymore.
Yes.
Not only with us, but spiritually, in the spirit realm.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even, it's like an animal act.
Yes. It's crazy. I mean, you talked about breastfeeding earlier. I've read several posts on Facebook where females who post pictures of them breastfeeding their child, a picture of a mother breastfeeding, has been pulled down and a profile page has been shut down for a certain amount of days. But there are other like pages on Facebook where everything is hanging out. It's sexual. Females are sexualized, but that's up. And it's like, but somehow it makes sense, because I read a post by a lady and she kind of detailed, she was telling Facebook really to go by their own code of conduct and the double standard that they're playing. And how can we bring balance? What can we do? Is there anything else you can do to bring balance to this crazy way of thinking? Especially, because one that really gets me going is the one about breastfeeding. I hear some women say, well, if you want to breastfeed your child, go to the bathroom. If you want to breastfeed your child, nobody needs to see your breast. And as you said, in movies, we watch movies with our children, and breasts are hanging out and all other stuff, and we just enjoy it. It's like, oh, that was a great movie. How can we bring balance to all of this?
I think women, we as women need to bring balance to ourselves, and we need to stop looking at ourselves as sex objects. We need to stop looking at our body parts as simple pleasure principles for men. We need to stop doing that. And when we start to see that we are divine, that as above, so below, if there's a God, there's a goddess. As a matter of fact, the goddess gave birth to the God. There was a goddess first, and then came the God. In goddess ancient religion, the god was the consort of the goddess, and he died every year, just like Jesus Christ died on the cross. You see what I'm saying? The story is being told over and over again. And until we as women find our minds, because we've lost them,
We think that the more we show, the more we attract men, but the further away we are from spiritual foundation or from a clean spiritual foundation, when we start thinking in terms of, is this helping me spiritually? I mean, what I'm doing with this man, is this helping me get close to God or not? If your true mission is to change and your true mission is to get close to the goddess and find the goddess in you, you will be surprised at how many things you're going to have to let go in order to find her. And you have to be willing to make that sacrifice. But when you are willing to make that sacrifice, she will empower you beyond belief. And she will give you the confidence and the strength that you need to survive, whether you have a relationship or not. And not only that, she will give you the knowledge to draw the perfect relationship to you or the perfect relationship for you.
I know that is right, because most of the people that have supported me on my spiritual journey in times when I didn't know what the flip was going on has been females. Females who's got me through the birth canal between me, afraid of stepping into my, what it's, you know, my greater yet to be. I'm noticing there's a change, but I was scared. And you know, I've gone through all kind of experiences. But it's been females that's been there for me to push me forward. And I think all men, I don't care if you're gay or straight, need the power of the feminine energy. And, you know, it's funny that we say the power, because I was saying earlier that we sometimes consider the feminine energy to be weak. But, you know, if you really think about it, I don't think we do. I think we're really afraid of the feminine power. Because if you weren't afraid of it, why would you suppress it?
Absolutely. Yes, that is the truth. They are afraid of the feminine power because it is so powerful. It is so balanced. The goddess holds the balance of power on the earth. She holds the balance of power. And she's giving. See, in matriarchal societies, it was not about taking. Okay, let me explain something to you. The masculine represents the right hand. The feminine represents the left hand. If you look at ancient Egyptian paintings or ancient Egyptian wall paintings, you'll see that it looks like they're holding up two left hands. Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't, actually.
It looks like if you look at certain paintings, ancient paintings, you'll see they're holding up their hands to Ra or to the sun god, and it looks like they have two left hands up. Actually, the left hand represents giving, which is the divine feminine. The right hand represents taking, which is the masculine. Okay? So when they say that, you know, that the Son of God sat on the right hand of God. He sits on the right hand of God. Who sits on the left hand of God? Look at your left hand. Your mate sits on your left hand.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The wedding ring goes on what hand?
On the left.
The left hand.
Yes.
So the feminine represents the left. The left. Mm. Okay? And when people used to write from left to right. Now everybody does it from right. You know what I'm saying? They used to write from right to left. Now we do it from left to right. Everything has been reversed. So we have to find the feminine, the divine feminine. This is through prayer. This is through meditation. This is through honoring your body and knowing that your body is not just a pleasure principle for a man's enjoyment. It's for that also, but in a divine way. We have to stop degrading ourselves as women and start honoring ourselves as goddesses or daughters of the goddess and be in pursuit of living our best lives as women and not let what a relationship, not give up our spirituality for the sake of a relationship.
Yes, yes, because once you do that, you give up your soul. You give up your destiny.
You
give up who you are. And
yeah.
I want to read this comment in the chat room. Glenda said, I have had several ex-boyfriends tell me that they broke up with me because my energy scared them. It was too intense for them. And I've had females tell me that, you know, men think their energy too intense. How can females support men in embracing the so-called intense energy where they can just move some letters around rather than it scaring them? They can recognize that it's actually sacred.
Well, I'm going to say this. It's not always about the woman doing it for the man. The man has to take initiative and start studying something for himself. Okay? He has to be open to a new way of thinking.
Right.
He has to be open to a new way of dealing with women. He has to be open to spirituality. And, yes, that can be scary because it takes the control away from them, which you never really have it anyway. Once you become spiritually aware, you know that God has all control. But men are very afraid of this energy. Yes, they are afraid of it because it causes them to go deeper within themselves. It causes them to question their character. It causes them to think about how they're treating people and what they say and how they do it. And it causes them to contemplate their ability to connect spiritually. That's why they're afraid of the energy. So to women like that, and I have to say I'm one too, I mean, there's so many relationships that I've had to actually end because they wanted me to choose between spirituality and being with them. And I tell them every time, if you're going to make me choose, you're going to lose. You're going to lose.
He said, I'll do that, but it won't be you.
Right. And we as women have to be willing to let them go if they're not. Let me tell you something. If women really decided, listen, this is what we're going to do collectively. Okay, if these men do not get themselves together, we as women all over the world collectively, we're going to shut it down, okay? We're shutting down the sex. We're shutting down everything. And so men decide that they're going to start seeking spiritual and building themselves to be better human beings, I guarantee you there would be a mass movement trying to find spiritual balance.
True. I guess, well, we could take that statement, shut it down in so many ways. And I think you're right because I think he actually answer the question that I was going to ask you. Because I was going to say that, okay, what about females who say, yes, I get it, but you know, Christmas Calista, sometimes a sister needs some brotherly love, and you tell us to shut it down. What do we do?
Okay, but here again, you've got to decide what do you want more?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want a balanced relationship, or do you want to have that brotherly love any way you can get it?
Mm. And so it is. All right. So, sisters, if brothers ain't representing, Priestess Callista said, shut it down.
Shut it down.
No, really, that would be a protest that would change the whole world. And you get to decide what the it is for you.
Absolutely.
It's like,
exactly.
What? It would be like the movie, 9 and a Half Months or something, where you say, please. The way it was begging, please. You get brothers begging. You're like, get yourself together before you can come into this sacred home. Oh, boy.
Absolutely. And they have to know, the women have to know that their bodies is a sacred home. Your whole existence is a sacred home. And you don't let anybody into your sacred home. And we have to be strong enough to stand up and say, okay, well, I will bypass the this and the that and the longing and the need to have what I need and to be the best woman that I could be. And I'm telling you, the goddess will bless you. She will send you a son of her very own that will honor you.
Woo-wee. Sisters, you should be shutting it down right now, hearing that. Like, click, click. Like, my dear, click, click. If you're just joining us, the crazy show you're listening to, we're saying people free, but you have to be crazy to do that. It's the Ask Life Coach at A Radio Show. And my guest is Priestess Callista. She's breaking it down and encouraging sisters. If they ain't acting right, shut it down. Now, I want to ask you a question. So any female that asks me, but what do I do? I can't seem to find a man who's on the same level with me. I have the answer. Just shut it down, girl. Just shut it down. I'm going to leave this question until last. I was thinking of doing one reading, but we ain't doing reading. We're already getting the reading. If this ain't healing you answering your question, sorry. Okay, let me go to an email question, and it's about the 666 again. The question is, 666 also equals 18. In Tarot, the 18th card is the moon. I have always thought that the symbol of the moon was of the goddess. Therefore, it also demonizes sacred feminine. Could Tarot also have some messages about the stories of the feminine spirituality? Interesting.
Yes, actually, and let me say this. Yes, 666 does add up to 18, but we have to take that number one step further and reduce it to 9. 1 + 8 is 9, which is the number of man. Okay, and the ninth card of the Tarot, if I'm not mistaken, is justice. And yes, the tarot was a very ancient form of spiritual development, and you can use the tarot, or the tarot has been used for spiritual development. Now, in this time, because of the patriarchal society, yes, it can demonize or devalue the whole aspect of the woman, but the moon is the woman. The moon is the woman. So when you look at that, you have to, again, take that number one step further and reduce it to 9, and then you have a whole nother aspect of that number. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't stop at the moon. It's not actually the moon.
Take it further. And 9 represents endings and beginnings, births and rebirthing. Okay, let me ask you this question, because it's something else that sometimes come up. People don't always want to talk about it, but, you know, I this whole thing about in the Bible, I don't even know if you actually say that. I wouldn't say I'm a scholar of the Bible, but it's the idea of a woman surrendering to her man, and then some man is saying, I'm the head of the house, I'm the leader of the house. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, let's look at that. Let's
certainly, I can take that on. Go ahead. I'm moving. Okay, you got the mic.
Okay, in Genesis it says that, and the man shall lead, be head over his wife, and he shall earn his food by the sweat of his brow, and the woman's punishment was, you know, hell, fire, pain, and childbearing. Okay, in the beginning, if you want to take the Bible story, okay, that's what we have. It says here that God put them in the Garden of Eden, and they were naked, and they did not know that they were naked. Okay, so they're in the Garden of Eden. They're like children, innocent children. They're adults, supposedly, and they're naked. They don't know they're naked. And then all of a sudden, the woman goes to the tree of life, and she eats the apple, and then they know that they're naked. So obviously, knowing that you're naked was the sex act, okay? So here, because they performed the sex act supposedly before God gave them permission to do so, they were cursed, okay? So as God started throwing down the curses, one of the curses for the woman was to have her man be head over her. That wasn't the natural order thing. Because Adam said, this is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. I will call her woman because she came from man. Therefore, a man shall cleave unto his wife. And if you look up the word cleave, it means to obey, adhere, and listen to. Okay? But upon them doing what they did in the garden, it was reversed. Remember I told you everything was reversed?
Right.
It's a sin. It was a curse for a woman to have her man head over her. Just like men hate to work, it was a curse for them to have to till the ground and work. You know, you have a lot of men, oh, they don't want to work, they don't, the woman wants. This is the curse. It is not the natural order, it's the natural order because of a curse, not the natural order of the way it should have been.
Listeners, tilting the planet. It's time to do things differently, huh?
Yeah, it is.
It's time to... okay, two couple of things. Can you give us the title of the books and the author again, because people want to know? And
okay,
let's do that first.
Okay, we have Magdalene's Lost Legacy, and that's by Margaret Starberg. And we also have Goddess in the Gospels, and that also is by Margaret Starberg.
Starberg, okay. Is that B-U-R-G-H?
S-T-A-R-G-I-R-D. Starburst.
Okay. Oh, Burst.
And then
okay, got
we,
it.
Yeah. And then we have When God Was a Woman by Merlin Stone.
Can you spell that?
And another book.
You said Merlin?
Black Merlin, M-E-R-L-I-N.
Oh, okay.
Stone. Mm-hmm. And then another book called Black Women in Antiquity by Ivan Van Sertima. Excellent book.
What's his name?
Ivan Van Sertima.
Can you spell that?
S-E-R-T-I-M-A is the last name. It's Ivan, I-V-A-N-V-A-N, Van Sertima.
Perfect. Oh, Lord, I've been edumacated. Before we let you go, tell us about your other work. Actually, you know what? The information is on your website. Do you feel like doing one reading?
Sure, I'd love to.
Yeah, because I know we're just going to do one. So if you're dialing now to call in for a reading, too late. We have somebody who was smart enough, led by Mary Magdalene. It's like, call in my child. She's going to answer. Let's go to Maddie from Georgia. Hey, Maddie. Well, Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey.
How are you doing?
How are you?
Very well.
Hi. Good. Very good.
So.
Your question. My name is Maddie. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Right. Priestess Callista doesn't need details. You just need the name, right? Do you need the last name, Priestess Callista?
Maddie is her first name.
Uh-huh.
And you
Maddie.
Just want to know what's your... Maddie, okay? It says, you are... You are trying to be, it says accepted, but you are not to fit in, but stick out. Does that make sense to you?
I'm trying to be accepted, but I'm not.
It says here that you're trying to be accepted. I don't know what you're doing right now, but it's saying that whatever it is in your life, you're trying to be accepted. I don't know if that's by a person or work or whatever it is, but it's saying you're not meant to fit in. You're meant to stick out. What is it that you're doing in your life right now that's difficult for you and you're trying to fit into a certain situation?
I have a friend who is in a hole. And she is, she's just in a hole. Don't have money to pay her rent. Don't have money. Just, I don't know if she did it to herself or what, but anyway. And, because she doesn't have children. And she is, she had asked me to take her, someplace this morning. And we were together on Saturday. We were together on Sunday at the jazz festival, and she walked away and said, I'm going to meet my friend and bring him where we are because he's here. He got to find us. And I said, okay. And so she left, and she stayed for a long time. So I called her, and she said, he went to the eight. Well, anyway, she was upset with him.
Give us the bottom line.
I'm going to leave, so I grabbed my blanket, because it's getting late, grabbed my blanket, put my shoes on, and grabbed her bag, and I thought, where's her jacket? Maybe she had a jacket with her, and I didn't see it on the blanket laying around, so I thought, she took it with her, obvious. So when I did meet up with her, she said, where's my jacket? I say, you don't have it with you? She said, no. I said, I say, maybe someone walked by and grabbed it. Why? I close my eyes. I say, I just don't remember seeing a jacket. And I was curious to know, was she fabricating about the jacket? Because she had a big purse.
No. This reading has nothing to do with that. This is your own personal life. Yeah, the reading that I got for you was for your own personal life. I don't think it had anything to do with her.
I'm trying to fit in.
Yeah.
Do I have a mate? I have someone that I'm talking with.
Okay, this is who they're talking about. Because I'm hearing that it's about a mate. And it's like you are trying to fit in or trying to make this go further than someone you're talking to. You're trying to make this more than just a talking to situation. You want it to be more.
Well, I think we have a connection.
Okay, but you don't. This is what the reading is saying. You're trying to fit in to a situation, but you shouldn't try to fit in. You need to stick out. That situation is not working for you. Okay? You think that you have a connection, but the gentleman is not feeling that. Does that make sense?
I don't know. Why is he not feeling it?
Why is this gentleman not feeling this? It says... He is not he is not ready for serious relationship. He doesn't want that. The reading is about you.
Okay.
And they're saying this man that you're with may not want what you want. So you may be wasting your time here. You have to accept that he doesn't want that. And it doesn't really matter why, it's that he doesn't. And you need to accept that and be able to move on from that.
Oh, sure. I have no problem with it. Life goes on. I definitely understand that.
Okay. That's what the reading is saying to you.
Okay. Okay. All right.
All right. So you're clear?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You'll get clear. All right. Thank you very much.
Bye.
You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Yes, there's always more. There's always more. Not the jacket. That doesn't. Even if she makes it up or not, that don't mean nothing. Let's get let's do some real work. It's about self responsibility. Anyway,
yeah.
Actually, I want to ask you this because I don't know if we got a chance to talk about this last time you were here because a lot of people were intrigued by it. I had somebody talking to me on Facebook saying, I want to find out what's that talking board that she used. Can you tell us a little bit about the talking board before we let you go?
The talking board, it's like a Ouija board, but it's not a Ouija board. And I always had a pendulum, but I didn't have a board, and I saw a chart, a pendulum chart that had alphabets on it. And I printed the chart out, and I put the pendulum over the chart, and the pendulum started going crazy, and then it spelled out, this is the way you are to read from now on. And then I had the board, I had the paper chart converted into an actual wooden board so that I could carry it around with me and do reading. And from what I understand, the spirit told me that this was a very ancient way of reading in the old ancient houses where the priestesses held court to help the communities in ancient matriarchal society.
Mm. So does the board, does it have like alphabets on it or does it have words on it? Okay.
It has alphabets on it only and numbers.
Oh.
And when the pendulum swings to the letter, I hear the word through the spirit. And if I hear the word wrong, it'll go back to the original letter and it will go through each word letter to spell the word out for me so I get it right.
So it would always give you the letter of the word, the first letter of the word.
Yes.
And then you hear what the word is. Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Fascinating. I've never heard about it until I found out about you. So is this something that people use a lot or what is it used in America? I know it's a Ouija board, but it's talking about it. I've never heard it until I found out about you.
Well, actually, the spirit told me to call it a talking board. Everything I do, I get from them. Everything I do, they said to me, you will call this a talking board. This is called the talking board. I used to call it a spirit board. And I was saying, should I call it a spirit board? And they spelled out, no, this is called a talking board. So I started calling it a talking board from that point on.
Wow. Because that's what it does. It talks to us.
It talks to us. Yeah.
People can get that. It's talking to you. Ah, Priestess Kalissa, I really enjoy you. I love your energy. And you're always going to be back here. You're home now. You know, one day you're sitting down, the talking board says, call Life Conversations Radio. Just call us up. Or if not, we'll call you. But yeah, we're looking forward to having you back. Before you go, anything else you want to share with our listeners about today's topic or anything you're doing or anything that you're feeling right now to support people on their spiritual journey, whatever it is, this is your platform. Go for it.
I'd like to say on your spiritual journey, don't be afraid to let go of things that you've been holding on to for a very long time, because once you do start the spiritual journey, that will be the very thing that you will have to do. You will have to shed the old so that the new can come. I did start something new. I have my own radio show, and it's called Life Conversations 01, Conversations with Spirit 01, and it's on Thursday nights from 8 p.m. until 9 p.m. Okay, and you guys, I would love for you to join me. I have a topic every week, and this topic this Thursday will be your divine employment or your divine occupation. You know, helping people find out what they really should be doing here.
Yep, life is about conversations. I am so it's 8 p.m. Eastern, right?
8 p.m. Eastern, yes.
And what's the website address again?
It is Conversations with Spirit 01.
Okay. Conversations with Spirit 01. And sounds good to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate who you are. I appreciate your love and passion for helping humanity and your no BS approach to healing, because that's what's needed
thank
nowadays.
You so
no
much.
More plays small. You're very welcome, my sister. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings to you and your audience.
Thank you. Life is
thank
good.
You.
It's getting better. Let me play something here by Sibomfu Sommei. You know, the whole thing about the power of the feminine energy. This is what Sister Sibomfu has to say about intimacy.
Intimacy is one of the most important things in our life. In my country, when two people meet, there is a new spirit that is born out of that relationship, which is called the spirit of intimacy, because healthy relationships are at the heart of human being life. When we meet someone, it's important to let our guard down, to surrender to what is being born, so that we can begin to experience that spirit of intimacy that is being born between us. When we meet and open our heart, we are able to then welcome someone into our heart while welcoming ourselves.
I know that's right. When you welcome people into your heart, you can welcome others and yourself, the heart, the feminine energy, where you get nurtured, where you get healed, where you get nourished. And if you got your heart closed, you're going to snap, because you're going to be all stiffed up, you know, all sticky and can't bend, just get all too serious. It's all in the heart. It's learning to embrace the feminine energy and blending the two. I call it the duality of oneness. Life is full of duality. But the individual expression of this one consciousness complements it very well. There is a reason this one consciousness expresses through each and every one of us in many ways, in the nature kingdom, in the animal kingdom. And all of it needs to be honored. And the time is now. And Sister Calista said, if the brothers ain't acting right, shut it down. And it's true. We all must grow. We all need to grow. And we don't even need the whole world to get this truth. All that is needed is a small group of people who know who they are. Sometimes you just need one person who's clear about who they are. They bring transformation. Now, you have been called. If you choose to accept the mission, go forth and multiply the consciousness of truth. It's time to be free. It's time to embrace all that is you. It's time to embrace what is wanting to be seen. Don't run from it, because if you run from something about you, you're simply running from yourself. If you stop, turn around, look around, surrender, and forgive, you get to experience a new awareness that, wait a minute, life is forgiven. And when you forgive, you receive, you forget, you get in advance. You know, you step into what is there before you even know, before you knew who you are, who you were in the past. We are love in action. We are happiness. We are joy. We are here to express the truth of who we really are, and you are the representation of God on earth, God Goddess. Say yes to yourself, say yes to life. I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. I'll be back tomorrow for Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson, and join us. Listen to the show again. Now, Glenda and anybody else who got triggered and remembered something that they used to know and it's time to teach it, put action behind the inspiration. And that is true creation. I'm out of here. Be love. It's the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And be loved. Allow others to love you. Welcome others into your community, into your heart, so that we may all grow. The next song we're playing is Julie Dexter, Rhythm daughter. To find out more about Julie Dexter, her website address is juliedexter.com, who was at the jazz festival last night. Oh, I was listening to her thinking, she's just awesome. So are you, and so am I, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Peace and blessings. I'm out. Let's dance. Rocket, Julie Jackson. I'm a rhythm daughter. That's right.
I hear beats.
I am not a rhythm.
I hear beats of rocket. I hear harmony. Take a trip with me.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.